The situation's been spiraling out of control since late last night, just before I went to bed. The Georgian president Saakashvili had called for a ceasefire and promised that the South Ossetians could have quite wide autonomy provided they stayed in Georgia. And then through the night, the Georgians attacked the South Ossetian capital of Skhinvali. And we woke up this morning to a full-scale war going on. The hospital in flames, the university in flames. We don't know the casualties yet, but no doubt they will be quite high. And then through the day, of course, the Russians responded. The Russian peacekeepers were actually attacked in Skhinvali. That, of course, was quite a mistake by the Georgians. The Russians are now sending heavy armor into South Ossetia. Russian jets have been bombing an airport close to Tbilisi. And in China, where Prime Minister Putin is at the opening ceremony for the Olympic Games, he's saying, well, it's inevitable, of course, that Russia will respond.
Why has this flared up now?
South Ossetians and the Georgians have been sort of